Ever feel like you're just drowning and stuff?
Well, yeah.
Like your apartment's about to burst, or you're always like tripping over boxes?
Totally. I know that feeling.
Well, turns out we're not alone. A lot of people, I mean millions, turn to self-storage, right?
Yeah.
Seems like an easy fix, you know, just get some extra space. But what if I told you those storage units, they might be more complicated than they seem?
Way more complicated.
That's exactly what this deep dive is about today. We got some articles sent in and a website, and honestly, they don't paint the prettiest picture of this whole self-storage world.
Yeah, pretty is. Not the word I'd use. More like kind of unsettling how this whole industry works. We're talking big money,
Okay.
huge companies calling the shots, and a lot of times it's everyday people like us who end up paying the price.
So this isn't about grandma's attic anymore. This is serious business.
Oh, absolutely. Dead serious. There's this one company, National Storage Affiliates, they call them NSA.
Okay.
They might not be a name everyone knows, but get this. They own over 1,000 self-storage places all over the U.S. We're talking 68 million square feet of space you can rent out.
Hold on, 68 million. I need like a visual for that. What is that, bigger than Disneyland?
Way bigger. Think of like a whole small country, but just for storing our junk. And the reports, the money they're making is insane. Every few months, millions in profit. Millions.
Okay, so we've got this giant company making a killing off of our stuff, but how does that actually like affect me or you?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
And that's where John comes in.
All right, so we've got John's story, and just so everyone knows, John isn't actually his name. We got to protect the guy.
Right, of course.
But what happened to him with this company, iStorage, that's the real deal.
It's something we see over and over in this industry. It's a pattern.
So John's living the apartment life in Wixom, Michigan, needs a bit more space, finds what he thinks is a decent deal at iStorage. So far, sounds pretty normal, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Until those rent prices start jumping up.
Yeah, and not just a little jump from what I hear. This guy was so frustrated, he actually made a whole website, a parody, he calls it.
Oh, I love it when people do that.
But you can tell he's not kidding around. He even put up copies of his bills, his payment history.
Which I gotta say, I look those over and yeah, kind of scary stuff.
Scary.
His payments almost doubled in just a few months. Doubled.
Hold up, doubling. That's nuts. Like, how do they even
Yeah.
justify that?
That is the million-dollar question, right? And it circles right back to NSA. See, iStorage, they're not some small-time operation. They're owned by, you guessed it, National Storage Affiliates.
So John's stuck in this whole storage mess because of this giant company.
Yep. And he lays it all out on his site, how he sees their whole business model. Get this, they offer a crazy low price just to get you in the door. You bring all your stuff, furniture, boxes, everything.
Right.
Then bam, rent goes way up. Because they figure, who's going to move all that again once it's in there?
Oh man, talk about feeling trapped. They're using that against us, the fact that it's such a pain to move everything, but is that even legal?
Well, that's where it gets tricky, and not a lot of people talk about this. There aren't many rules about raising rent for storage units specifically. And remember, NSA, they're a REIT, a real estate investment trust. Basically, a company that owns buildings to make money for investors. And we're not talking a couple buildings here.
Right, this is a whole storage empire, like you said. So John's over here struggling to afford his little unit while these execs are probably celebrating their profits. Talk about a messed up system.
It's a small example of a much bigger problem. Everything costs more, houses, just living, and now even storing our stuff is getting impossible. Makes you wonder, who's looking out for the rest of us in all this?
And that's just one story, right? What if they're pulling this in other states too?
Exactly. That's what we have to find out. And as much as it stinks for John, his story, it's a good place for us to start digging.
Yeah,
For
yeah.
sure. This could be way bigger than just one company or one state,
Yeah.
you know? John's experience, it's like a heads up for everyone. I mean, it makes you stop and think about this whole self-storage thing, especially now that everything's getting so expensive.
Totally. And I'm willing to bet John isn't the only one who got hit with these surprise rent hikes. So, spill the beans. What's the deal with these companies? Why lure people in with cheap prices only to jack them up later?
Well, put yourself in their shoes for a sec. NSA is a business, right? And businesses, they're all about that profit.
Makes sense. An empty storage unit equals $0.
Exactly. So they dangle these super low interest rates, get people through the door. I mean, who doesn't love a good deal?
Especially when it comes to something you really need, like that extra space.
Yep.
Right. And that's where things get interesting.
Oh.
So you're all settled in, your stuff's unpacked, you might have even spruced up your little unit a bit.
Make it your own little mini storage kingdom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're comfortable, and bam, That's when they hit you with the rent increase.
Sneaky.
They're counting on the fact that it's just way too much work to pack everything up and move again, paying for a truck, taking time off, finding a new place.
Uh-huh.
And let's be real, the actual physical labor of moving all that stuff.
Oh, I can already feel my back hurting. So basically, they're kind of holding our belongings hostage.
Maybe not hostage, but you're getting the idea. They know it's a pain to move, and a lot of times it's easier to just suck it up and pay the extra rent.
So it's like a calculated risk on their end.
100%.
Yeah.
They're betting that the cost of you moving all your stuff outweighs the extra cash they get from bumping up your rent.
And chances are, they're probably right most of the time.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but it's true. But here's the thing. They're also banking on people not paying attention, not reading that fine print, not asking questions.
Okay, so how do we beat them at their own game? How do we avoid this whole trap?
Knowledge is power, my friend. Don't just jump on the first cheap offer you see. Take your time, do some research, compare prices from different places.
Shop around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is crucial. Read the fine print.
Ugh, the fine print.
I know. But it's important. Look for anything about rent increases, how often they can raise it, by how much. That kind of stuff.
It's like they're being sneaky on purpose, you know? Hiding the real costs so you think you're getting a great deal, then bam, hit with hidden fees or crazy rent increases later. Kind of feels wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely shows how unbalanced things are.
Yeah.
These huge companies, they've got lawyers, money people, the whole shebang. And then there's us, just trying to find a place for our stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not always just, like, junk, you know?
Exactly. It can be important things. Family stuff, things you inherit, or even, like, that box of your favorite toys from when you were a kid.
Right. Memories.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to be extra careful going into this. Don't be afraid to ask a ton of questions. Try to haggle a bit, you know. Don't let them walk all over you.
So it's like, be your own advocate. Got it. But what if you're already stuck in a contract and then keep raising the rent? What can you do then? You're kind of trapped, right?
Not always. First thing, talk to the people in charge, the management. Explain what's going on. Like, hey, this wasn't the deal when I signed up. See if they'll budge. Maybe cut you some slack.
So put on your negotiating hat.
Exactly. And here's a big one. If that doesn't work, remember those online reviews. Everyone checks those now. Share what happened, good or bad. These companies, they hate bad publicity.
Right, because nobody wants to rent a storage unit from a place with terrible reviews.
Exactly. Like we said before, knowledge is power. And the more we share that knowledge, the better choices we can all make.
True, true. Which is a good thing to remember from John's story, even though it's a pain what happened to him.
Totally. It's like a wake-up call for all of us. It's not just about storage units. It's about bigger stuff.
Mm.
Consumer rights, how these big companies act. It reminds us that we do have a voice, even if it feels like the little guy's always getting the short end of the stick.
And we can use that voice to make things better, right?
100%. Whether it's just us speaking up or getting together to demand change or even just making some noise about it, we can push for fairness, for honesty, you know.
Absolutely. Storage shouldn't be something only rich people can afford. It should be for everyone.
Exactly. It's a necessity, not a luxury.
Well said. This has been quite the deep dive, huh? Stuff we never really think about, but it's important. Big takeaway. Pay attention, read everything, and don't be afraid to speak your mind.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You've been listening to The Deep Dive, where we get into the nitty-gritty of, well, everything. Until next time, stay curious, friends.